Lecture 8, The Revolt of the Netherlands, Beginnings.
Having discussed the Spanish Empire and its Habsburg rulers in our last lecture, we shall now proceed to an introduction to the most troublesome province in the Spanish Empire, that is to say, the Netherlands. In the 1550s, the Netherlands was a territory of fairly considerable size. It was about two-thirds the area of England, and we can divide the Netherlands into at least three sub-regions. First of all, a heartland, which consisted of the rich provinces of Flanders, Brabant, Hainaut, and Artois. Second of all, a series of maritime provinces in the north, which were also fairly prosperous and included Friesland, Utrecht, Holland, and Zeeland. And these northern maritime provinces were almost entirely surrounded by the sea. They tended to be separated from the heartland by a maze of waterways, both natural and artificially created, that is to say, dikes and canals. The third region, or sub-region rather, of the Habsburg Netherlands were the provinces in the east and in the northeast. These tended to be poorer and much more sparsely populated and included Luxembourg, Limburg, Gelderland, Overijssel, Drenthe, and Groningen. And these eastern and northeastern provinces were again separated from the heartland by a whole series of rivers, heaths, and bogs. Now, the geography, I may seem to be harping on it, but for the political developments which follow, geography is really rather important, because all of this subdivision of the territory, especially by water, tended to impede overland communications. And moreover, it tended to favor the defense, that is to say the rebels, versus the offense, that is to say the crown, in any kind of military engagement. In addition to being a fairly large territory, the Netherlands was extremely densely populated. We don't have exact figures, but in the year 1549, historians estimate that the population of the Netherlands was roughly 3 million people, that is to say, about the same as England, which was about 50% larger. The population was unevenly distributed. It was concentrated in the provinces of Holland, Zeeland, Hainaut, Flanders, and Brabant. And another characteristic feature of the demography of the Netherlands was that the urban population was particularly high. In the mid-16th century, there were at least 19 towns in the Netherlands with a population of over 10,000 people. That doesn't seem a lot by contemporary standards, but to give you a comparison, in the British Isles in this period, there were only 4 towns with a population of over 10,000 at this period. Now, in the 16th century, the Netherlands was an extremely wealthy part of Europe, and indeed it has to be said that its economy was rather more sophisticated than the economy which obtained in the Iberian Peninsula. Now, having a sophisticated economy doesn't mean that everybody was rich, and indeed every European town, whether inside or outside the Netherlands, had a fairly hard core of permanent poor people. And in addition, there was a large mass of artisans in every European city who tended to live on the edge of economic security. They were very vulnerable to any kind of a slump in trade, which might produce massive unemployment, or in particular to any fluctuation in the price of food. Most historians estimate that the average urban family spent something like half of its entire income on food, and the diet at this time consisted largely of bread, which was coarse and pretty dark, almost black. From what we can tell, urban poverty in the Netherlands seems to have been rather worse than elsewhere in Europe, and by the 1540s, the various kinds of economic crises, harvest failures, trade slumps, and so on, could suddenly put something like 20 to 25% of the population of the larger industrial towns in Flanders and Brabant into complete poverty. That is to say, all of these Netherlandish towns had a kind of reservoir of potential social unrest, which could suddenly be activated by an economic crisis. And as we shall see when we look at political developments, this tended to happen rather often during the revolt of the Netherlands. Where did all the wealth come from? Well, the wealth of the Netherlands was at least partly derived from its agriculture, which was intensive and extremely efficient. But high population density tended to make the population of the Netherlands dependent upon grain imports, and most of that tended to be imported from the Baltic Sea region. About one quarter of the food requirements of the Netherlands were imported. But it turns out that it was so efficiently imported and at such low cost that the population could live fairly reliably on it. And the fact that there was efficient and low-cost shipping brings us to another feature of the Netherlandish economy, which is its commercial and shipping side. The skills of the Netherlanders in this regard were legendary throughout all of Europe. The hub of commerce in the Netherlands was Antwerp, which by early modern standards was a huge city of about 80,000 people, and roughly three-quarters of all the exports of the Netherlands went through Antwerp.